Good morning. How are you doing today? You know, it's nice to be able to wake up with a smile on your face and not to have to wake up angry, bitter, just all the negative emotions, but to be able to wake up and be looking forward to the day. So my son, he woke me up at 3 o'clock this morning. It was wonderful. He told me, "It's time to eat." I said, "No, son, it's not time to eat. Go back to sleep." He said, "It's time to eat. I insist." Half an hour later, we went back to sleep. At any rate, he woke up this morning at the normal time with a smile on his face, like he normally does. So it was nice. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for today. And Father, let us never take it for granted that we have another day here on this earth and that we have chosen to be here in church here today. And so, Father, as we're going to begin to give you praise and worship, and we come to you now in spirit and in truth, we come to the way, come in the way that you want us to come to you. And so as we lay aside everything else and we focus on you, we just thank you right now for this time of worship that we're going to have. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, I love you. my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Keep me praising till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Make me a fisher of men, keep me seeking. Make me a fisher of men, I pray. Make me a fisher of men, keep me seeking. Keep me seeking till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Give me love in my heart, I pray. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Keep me serving till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Hallelujah.
Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more.
You know, those last three words, yes, I am. When they came into the garden to arrest Jesus, they said, are you Jesus of Nazareth? And he said, I am. And they all fell down. So what we're doing here is we're proclaiming the power of God.
Amen.
Yes, I am healed indeed.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost heights and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, lead me on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, stand on higher ground.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
that a wonderful song?
Amen.
He had compassion on me. Unconditional love. Touched my eyes. He healed my feet. And the best part of all, it says, and from sin, I've been set free.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing that one more time.
He had compassion on me. He touched my surrender all to Thee. I surrender. Now I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of full salvation. Glory, glory to His name. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Oh God, You are my God, and I will ever praise You.
Thank You, Lord God. Praise Your holy name. You are God, and we will praise You. You are God, we will exalt You. And we are going to give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. His loving kindness is better than life, and our lips shall praise Him. Oh, our lips shall praise Him. Thus shall we bless the Lord while we live. We shall lift up our hands unto Thy name. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Praise Your holy name. Praise Your holy name. King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord, have it Your way, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Let this prayer come before Thee as an incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. David said, I always set the law before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. He is also on our right hand, and we shall not be moved. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for having it your way today. Let your Holy Spirit move in this body of believers in such a mighty way. Hallelujah. You told us in your word, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Oh, praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. That's on Ephesians 5:17. Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And Paul said in Colossians 1:10, starting from 9, since the day we heard it, we heard your love for the Spirit, we did not cease praying for you and desiring that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What does it take to be filled with the knowledge of his will? Hallelujah. In Romans 12:1, it says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be ye not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. And that's what we want to know, what his perfect will is. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for filling us today with the knowledge of thy will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And we thank you today for victory, Lord. Thank you for victory. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. The Bible says also, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is the one that loveth me. And he that loveth me will be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself upon him. Hallelujah. John 14:21. And Lord, thank you today that, oh Lord, we love you. We really love you, Lord. We love you, we adore you, and we bow down before you, Lord. And we want to thank you today for victory. Paul said also in 1 Corinthians 1:10, brethren, by the mercies of Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there will be no divisions among you, but you will be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Hallelujah. He wants us to have a unity. He wants us all to be in one accord, perfectly joined together. Oh, hallelujah. How precious. How it says on Psalms 133. How good and how pleasant is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like that precious ointment that falls upon the head and goes down as it went down to Aaron's beard and down to his skirt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So wonderful to be all in one accord, to be perfectly joined together. And Lord, we thank you today for victory in this body of believers. We thank you, Lord, for becoming overcomers, Lord, for we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. And we love not our lives even unto the death, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for having it your way today. Thank you for a day of celebration, a day of victory, a day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of His might. Hallelujah. We pray for the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Let the anointing be upon him. Give him the freedom and joy in his heart. Oh, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your holy name. Oh, now, Lord, we want to pray for this offering. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for putting it in our hearts to give to the work of the Lord, to give with gladness. For God loveth a cheerful giver. In the name of Jesus, he says, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we are going to do just that. Praise your holy name. We pray for the people that give a testimony. Oh, Lord, thank you for the anointing upon each and every one that gives a testimony today. We pray in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified also with the testimonies. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
I enjoy the most, not the most, but one of the favorite parts of my sermon, my experience here at RLJC, and that's testimonies. Is there anybody here who has something that the Lord is doing in their life this week? Monica.
Well, the Lord is working in me with regard to this diabetic condition. I received a letter yesterday from the doctor, and there they said that my diabetic level is down to almost normal. So I want to praise him for that, but I also need to go in for a cholesterol and the blood pressure test. So hopefully those will be showing just the same good result. So praise you, God.
I deal with that In my mother's case, she's been diabetic for years, and each day she gets 4 insulin injections that I administer to her. And diabetes can really mess you up. It's something that I'm glad the Lord is our healer and that He's in control of, because when we try to do it artificially, we can treat the symptoms but not the root of it. Is there any other testimony this morning? Okay, Jane.
Good morning, I'm Jane, and I just wanted to testify what the Lord's doing in my life. I've took a long time going back to work, and I made a decision last week to start looking for an agency to go to work for. And so I went to one, and I interviewed, and I didn't like the feel. And I went to another one, and I interviewed, and it was really, really good. And so I hooked up with them that day, did all the paperwork. And later on, I find out from the brokers that they're Christians. And the first Monday meeting I went to, they opened it with prayer. And I was just like, this is nice. This is really nice. And I've only been there a week, and they gave me a client to sell a house to. And I'm like going, and they're training me and spending so much time with me and they're just caring about me so much. Only the way that a Christian could love and care on you, you know? And it's really great. And I really believe that God moved because I'm there. There's a training program that just started up, a 12-week training program, and I've stepped right into a 12-week training program, and it's just going. And I was talking to a gal on Friday in the office that's new also. She's been there a year, and she's a Christian, and we were talking about, you know, work and stuff, and I said, well, you know, I plan on making God the head of my business, even though, you know, I'm running it, He's the head of it. And she says, yeah, mine too. She says, that's the way I look at it. And the environment in the office is, there's no tension. There's no, you don't feel that competitive edge that you feel sometimes in some places. And it's just very pleasant. And I praise the Lord that I'm letting Him lead me where I should go, when I should go, and how I should go. And it's been great.
That's awesome. There's a unity in Christ that you don't feel anywhere else. And when you walk into a room, and especially in when you're expecting to interview, and you feel that cleanness, there's a lack of spiritual tension or carnality about it. That's just so encouraging to hear that you linked up and that listening to the Holy Spirit, He led you to the right place. Any other testimonies this morning? I have something that I was shown this week, and in Romans chapter 1, verse 8, Paul starts off this book saying, first, I thank God through Jesus Christ for you all. And then you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 4, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. So it's becoming a pattern here that he starts his epistles, or his he starts off his books to these churches by thanking God for them. In Ephesians, in fact, in verse 16, he says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And I noticed that there was something conspicuously missing in Galatians, that thanking of the Galatians, of God for the Galatians, he launches into something different with them. He says, I marvel that you're so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. And he's not giving thanks to God for them. And I thought, you know, that's significant. That's a significant thing. And so as I'm reading through Galatians, I'm finding out that even though the Corinthians had fallen into, I mean, they were having a lot of sin going on. There was people drunk during the communion service. There was incest. There was carnality of a lot of different kinds. And yet, he didn't say about them. He still thanked God for what God was doing in their lives, just like he did with the Ephesians, with the Romans, probably some of the other ones, Philippians. But all what they were doing was apparently so bad that he called it witchcraft. He said, who has bewitched you that having seen with your own eyes, seen Jesus Christ on the cross, you now are falling victim to reverting back to things which are of the old covenant, of the flesh, of the old covenant. And they were becoming carnal, and their carnality was manifesting in legalism. They were starting to set up rules, and I thought that connects. Whenever I see somebody who is becoming carnal, and it can manifest in so many different ways, very subtle ways, they typically start trying to fill that void of that relationship with Christ with rules. And how many of you would agree Christianity is not a set of rules that we follow? I mean, that might come as a shock to some people, but I see Carol's raising her hand over there. It's not a set of rules that we follow. It's not a legal, it's a relationship. And that just really opened my eyes that Paul was launching into telling them that they had really missed the boat here because they were performing control issue witchcraft, trying to manipulate grace, if you would, or trying to replace grace with those elements that are... When I think of somebody doing something like reverting back to a set of rules to live before God as though that's somehow going to please him instead of living by faith and trusting in his mercy and grace, I think of somebody walking out into broad daylight with a match and saying, I'm going to shine a new light here and just show the world my light shining before them. And it's noontime and the sun's directly overhead and they're lighting the place up with their match because they've got this new rule they've got that they live by, and it's going to somehow outshine the glory of God's grace and mercy on us. So it was a validation for me to see that this week that in the book of Galatians, when they had lost the vision of the cross, they had lost so much that Paul considered it a greater sin than the sins that are listed in 1 Corinthians. You know, you don't want to lose the vision of what Jesus Christ has made for us in the terms of provision and his grace and his mercy, delivering us from our own sins and giving us the power and the authority to walk in his grace and mercy through that work on the cross. They had lost that vision of the cross. And I just want to encourage everybody to always keep, like that friend of mine in Placerville who was given that vision of Jesus on the cross when he was driving, just always remember that he loves you, and that's where it all centers, is on that work that was done on our behalf. But there's nothing we can add to it. We were never designed to add to anything to the cross. It can't be done. It was all done there. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And good morning. I'll be happy today. We should be happy, right? Amen. We got some prayer requests here and some praise reports. And let me start with the praise reports. And this is a man, his name is Mark. I do not know where he lives, but this is what he wrote. I have never heard of you until about a week and a half ago. You are an answer to my prayers. I discovered the Illuminati conspiracy in 2008 and was from 1996 to 2003 heavily involved in the charismatic Zionist Christian movement. I'm a graduate of Rhema and North Central University. From 2003 to 2008, I became very disconnected with the Christian world, but never doubted that Jesus saved me and changed me, and since October 1993. I, however, was very frustrated with Christianity as a whole and distanced myself from it because I felt I was just like a dog chasing my tail. I felt I was ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. When I found out about the Illuminati, my eyes were open. I began to start understanding history and why things are so messed up. Anyway, I've been reading a lot from your website and listening to a lot of your sermons. Your sermon series, Biblical Truth About the State of Israel, is truly an answer to my prayers. I thank you. Since 2009, I've been reading and listening to Tex Morris, and he has helped me see things more clearly as well. I have been strengthened so much in information I studied on your website. I sense the Lord preparing me to go back in the ministry soon, and I thank you for the website and all true info that you have delivered. So this, praise God, that this man came back to the Lord. This is from a pastor. I have no name. Don't know what country he's in, but this is what he wrote. Thank you for your article, scriptural and soundly denouncing the practice of tattooing. I am amazed at how many Christians have been deceived into believing that this is acceptable, that the Bible doesn't address it. There are those in my church that have totally ignored my preaching against it and have done it to commemorate some event in their life, etc. The rationalizing of sin is unbelievable. But thank you for your articles, because they have supplied further ammunition. Now we come to the prayer request. The world economy is on a very shaky ground, and people who are gambling through investing in commodities are running scared. The price of crude oil fell almost less than $80 a barrel this last week, but at the end of the week it rose to $84.10. This is up 87 cents since last week, and in one way this is good news, as a too dramatic drop could cause the market into huge swings. The economy of Greece and Spain keep dragging the economic market down in Europe. It would spill over to the American economy. China took steps last week to boost its economy, since it's also slowing down. Gasoline prices are beginning to decrease in California, but the main oil corporations are dragging their feet in lowering their prices. The cheapest price of gasoline in Sacramento last week was $3.87 per gallon. There is only one course for the Christians: keep on praying that God will hammer the world government and rein in speculation. Will you help us to pray that our financial support base will increase? So far this year, we have been able to pay all the monthly bills except for Social Security taxes. Let us pray that God will move upon people who are part of our cyber congregation but do not contribute financially, that they will start giving. We need to pray hard that God will move upon someone in our congregation, that someone here today, to help us in our control center or the webcasting in our church. Currently, we have a crew of 3 people, but we need one more to be able to handle the workload. If you are regularly attending our church service on Sunday morning, would you consider praying about this matter? You do not need to have previous experience in this field. We will train you. Now, if you know how to operate a television remote control, we can train you. Okay? But we need someone that would say, I will commit myself, I will work in the control booth, and I will be part of the mission work of sending out a webcast every Sunday. And the last one we have here is to pray for our local church here in Carmack. We need to pray for our church. We need an outreach. If you look around right now, we are not really able to penetrate into the Carmichael area, the greater Sacramento area. And we need prayer. How to proceed, what to pray for, how to go with flyers, advertisement, how we should go about to reach more people for Christ. So we want to pray for that. So with that, prayer warriors, come on up.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that this is your church, and we know that your spirit is here. right now with us and that you direct us. And so it is a small matter for us to receive financial help from you because this is your church. And we thank you that the cattle on 1,000 hills are yours, the earth is yours, and we are yours. And we just pray for you to move on the hearts of people that have been blessed by this ministry, that they would also decide to tithe to the place where they are being fed, and that you would move on other people that have been blessed by this teaching. We know, Lord, that this teaching goes all over the world, and so we pray that you would move on those people that have been blessed. And we thank you for taking care of all of our financial needs and glorifying your name in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I want to lift up the sound booth to you, Father God. Heavenly Father, they need help back there. They need one more person, Heavenly Father. I just pray that in this congregation or wherever you want, Heavenly Father, that you put on somebody's heart, Heavenly Father, that you add somebody to the back, Father God, to help with the missionary work, to help with the soundboard, Father God, to help with the workload, Heavenly Father, to help lift some of that burden off of the three of them back there, Father God. We just lift this matter up to you, and Heavenly Father, we just ask again that you put on somebody's heart, Heavenly Father, to learn, Heavenly Father. They don't have to have previous experience or anything like that, Father God. And you can teach them, Heavenly Father. And there's men back there that will teach this person, Heavenly Father. We thank you that this prayer will be answered, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for this church. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross for salvation and for saving us from hell and the lake of fire. And Lord God, I prayed here about 3 weeks ago that you are taking care of business down here on earth, and you are causing the oil companies and the industry that handle the pricing, you're doing a work, and I can see it. And so, Father God, I'm thanking you for that. I'm giving you all the praise and honor and glory for it. Now, Lord God, you've been shaking things up. Now I'm going to pray for an earthquake. So, Father God, cause an earthquake with these people that are trying to drive prices up and cause so much havoc in America over high fuel costs. So, Father God, I lay it before your feet that you will take care of all things. And I thank you, and I praise you, and I worship you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I lift up to you this pastor that sent this message about the tattooing, that he agreed wholeheartedly that it's not of God, and the Bible says so also. And Lord, we thank you for blessing him. Thank you for that an increase will come in his ministry. We pray, O Lord, that the Holy Spirit will move mightily in this man's life and his congregation, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you, praise you, Heavenly Father, that also you put it in his heart to stay in touch with us. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory in that man's life, personally also in his congregation. And we give you all the praise, Lord, all the glory, all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
The Bible says that we are to go and to share the gospel with the entire world. And that starts with here. So, Father, you know that when it comes to the rank and file people that show up here every single Sunday, some of us are local, some of us come from far and wide. And Father,
when it comes to sharing the good news with the people just around us here in this neighborhood, we haven't been doing that great of a job. And so, Father, as we're going to gear up and to have a mindset toward that of going out and doing something more than what we have been doing. Father, we ask that you would just help us when it comes to having a better prayer life, of seeking you and having more power in dealing with people and to be able to operate in your gifts, so that when we go out and we meet these people, that they will know that there is something vastly different from us than the other false religions that go out and canvass these neighborhoods as well. And that, Father God, your power would be exemplified through us. But Father, I know when we can sit there and we can do things in our flesh. We can do flyers and go knocking on doors. But Father, if we're going to take the time to do it correctly, we know that we're going to have some good results. So, Father, we're just asking that you would just help us, all of us, just to be able to focus here in this short time when we're going to lead up to this and when we're going to go out, that we will have hearts that are directed toward that, a desire to share the gospel, and not something that we just feel compelled to do because we have to do it. Father, give us an urgency that we would have just to be able to see that there are people that won't be here next week. They will have passed on to the other side. That it is really a race for souls, not to fill up the church and not to have more money in their coffers. So, Father God, we're asking for boldness. We're asking for more of your power in our lives, and that when we begin this venture, we will have some good fruit. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you so much for this church, this ministry, and this group of people that you have chosen to bring here to deliver from all of the evil one that he had for them and all of us. Father God, we just thank you for the pastor. We thank you for Ina. We thank you for Pastor Charles and for Jason, for Joe, for everybody that's working in this ministry. And everybody is. That's one nice thing about it. Everybody's doing something. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for the willingness of the people here to join in and help one another. Father, especially we want to thank you for healing David. We know that if he isn't healed yet, it's on the way, and that it will be very soon. Father God, we know that you aren't going to let that little baby go. You're going to keep him here, and he's going to be a great witness for you. So, Father, we just thank you for that. And we thank you for healing all of those in this ministry and that are associated with us in any way whatsoever. We thank you for delivering them and taking away the infirmities, Lord God, that they will all be well, that we will walk in health and be able to have strength and ability to witness and lead people to you. Thank you, Father, for all of the people here and the love that's shown here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that these prayers on the altar in heaven, and the smoke is going up before you, Lord. In the due time, each prayer will be answered. And we give you thanks and praise for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And at this time, Jason Smith has an announcement. What is your announcement?
Our victory song today is Our God is Great.
Yes, our God is great and our God is mighty. He is the shepherd and he's watching over me. Heaven declare his glory, I'll live to tell the story, how he reached down to fallen man. Yes, our God is great and our God is mighty. He is the shepherd and is watching over me. Yes, heaven declare his glory, I'll live to tell the story. story, how he reached down to fallen man. Yes, our God is great and our God is mighty. He is the shepherd and he's watching over me. Yes, heaven declares glory. I'll live to tell the story, how he reached down to fallen man.